Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a teen boy is under arrest, suspected of being the attacker who nearly took the life of a Metro bus driver in Woodland Hills. The weather phenomenon known as El Nino is predicted to return in force. Hear what that means for Southern California. An Orange County landmark reopens after a landslide that forced emergency repairs.
They did have to demolish our amphitheater stage, which was terrifying really as an aftermath of this.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 26th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A teenager has been arrested on suspicion of stabbing a Metro bus driver who remains in extremely critical condition with several wounds. The suspect is 17. The stabbing that happened Wednesday evening in Woodland Hills at Irwin Street and Topanga was the result of an argument between the two, we're told. Earlier this week, an LA County supervisor called for a review of Metro's safety protocols after last week's A-Line train incident in which a woman passenger was attacked by another. Meanwhile, Metro's board of directors has approved the agency's $9 billion budget for the next fiscal year. The amount is a 2.6% increase over the current year. It includes more money for service hours and cleaning, along with $13 million allotted for outreach to unhoused people, $10 million for a new partnership with the county's Department of Mental Health Services, with the goal of addressing mental health, drug addiction, and homelessness issues among people using the system. The state of California has ordered the shutdown of two L.A. County juvenile halls, citing conditions that have led to abuse and assault. LAist's Robert Garova says that now about 300 incarcerated young people must be moved from Barry J. Nydorf Juvenile Hall in Sylmar and the Central Juvenile Hall in Lincoln Heights to the renovated Los Padrinos facility in Downey.
Consolidating those two facilities into Los Padrinos is going to help staffing, access to treatment, and other issues, according to LA County reps. The department says it will be able to get the transfer done within 60-day timeline. Aditi Sherikar with the Children's Defense Fund of California said moving people to Los Padrinos really won't be a fix-all.
I think the crux of the issue is that it's not the physical structures, it's not the walls, it's the culture of the staff in these facilities.
And the probation department says county construction crews are going to be working two shifts a day to get that place ready.
Striking Hollywood writers are calling on fellow union members to join them in a rally this afternoon in downtown Los Angeles. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn has more.
They've invited a lot of guilds in solidarity to march downtown, intersection of Figueroa and 12th, so near the convention center. According to the Writers Guild, they've invited members from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Teamsters, Service Employees International Union, which includes healthcare, home care, nursing workers, public service workers, the United Teachers of Los Angeles, the American Federation of Musicians.
The rally is set to start at 5 o'clock. Some of John's sources, meanwhile, say contract negotiations between the WGA and the Producers Alliance may not resume until July. Coming up, the local cougar population increases by 3.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting an evening in focus, Goya. The museum's galleries come to life at this interactive event, celebrating the opening of the exhibition, I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. Enjoy live music, art-making activities for all ages, live model drawing, tours, and more. Free with museum admission. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. After 3 years of the La Nina weather phenomenon, there is now a 50% chance we're going to see a strong showing of El Nino this year. LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis explains what that may look like.
El Nino is generally associated with wetter and cooler conditions in central and southern California. And during strong showings of El Nino, those conditions can extend all the way to the northern part of the state, which could make it 2 good years of precipitation. That said, it's important to remember that El Nino guarantees nothing in terms of weather. That's according to Karen McKinnon, professor of the environment at UCLA.
It's not necessarily determining what weather you're going to get. It's just shifting you towards certain weather patterns.
Back in 2016, we thought we were going to have a Godzilla El Nino, and then it never really showed up. Globally, El Nino does often lead to higher than normal temperatures, and in places like the Pacific Northwest, it can actually mean drier conditions. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
Our winter soaking led to a landslide that forced a San Clemente landmark to shut down last month and cancel all events. Now, Casa Romantica is back, though minus its oceanfront terrace and a performance space. LAist's Orange County reporter Jill Replogle takes you to the Blufftop Cultural Center.
Heavy equipment is rolling back and forth across what used to be the stage of an outdoor amphitheater behind the nearly 100-year-old Spanish colonial building.
They did have to demolish our amphitheater stage, which was terrifying, really, as an aftermath of this.
Amy Behrens is with the nonprofit that manages the city-owned historic landmark, terrifying because she hoped they could rent out the amphitheater for weddings and other events after part of the popular Ocean View Terrace crumbled and slid down the hillside.
By people renting the use of our venue for those weddings, that's a significant portion of revenue that we no longer have.
Rental income from private events helps subsidize the center's cultural programming. Behrens says they're about halfway toward their goal of raising $250,000 by June 30th to help restore their reserves. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Replogle.
Three mountain lion kittens were recently discovered in the Simi Hills near Thousand Oaks. National Park Service biologists are tracking the local cougar population. Lead biologist Jeff Sikich says the kittens could be essential in connecting the fragmented puma populations.
And so these kittens could be important for our population in the Santa Monicas. Once they're older, find a way and get across the 101 freeway and into the Santa Monicas and breed.
The team has tagged the kittens to monitor their development and their movements as they become familiar with their territory. It'll be another cloudy day over most of Southern California. Highs will be in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees from the beaches into downtown L.A. and in the San Gabriel and Santa Clarita Valleys. The mid to upper 60s in the San Fernando Valley, mid-70s in the Antelope Valley, and low to mid-90s in the Coachella Valley. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. 3FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.